Okay.
So it's always important to connect the Torah in general, what's going on in our lives and in the world. So you'll see, again, a little sneak peek, how the section we're up to is really in Yom HaYomim in terms of Pesach. So we're going to explain. It sounds like he's talking about Purim, which he is. He is talking about Purim, but we're going to see how this relates to Pesach. Because Pesach is all about the bias. As we're going to explain, the bias means something internal, something that is panemius, and the chotzer, as he's going to explain, is something that's outside, right? That's the chitzonius, is chotzer, and the panemius is bias, which is all about Pesach, right? So, how many of the mitzvahs are all about the bias, about eating it in the bias, about passing over the bias? So what that really means, behind the physical house, the physical bias is the internal work. Sitchin Rebbe was speaking about in Yom Pesach, and he talked about how there's the avoda of Pesach is to become panimi. That's really what we're trying to accomplish now. In you know, tonight's Rosh Chodesh Nisan, so we're in the zone of becoming people who are living with panemius instead of just being chitzonius. And he explained that we have this yitzira la'olam hazeh and a yitzira la'olam haba. There's who we really are on the inside, and then there's the external facade. And our whole lives are basically a battleground between these two, between who we really are and be'etzim, what it means to be a yid, and then, you know, what the yitzahar and the chametz and everything that's crept into our lives. And he explains, you know, sometimes a person is, you know, a social scene. You're with people. You're in shul. You're at work, and somebody's mavaza you. They're not polite. They're disrespectful. They're rude. They ignore you. Whatever. They say something to you. So deep down, we're like, oh, I can't believe he did that to me. But the Rebbe said, really, really, we should be happy because who is he mavaza? He was mavaza the external. The external person, he knocked us down a level. He got us to be that imbalance between who we really are and who we think we are. They're like, he knocked it down a little bit. So we should have, again, we shouldn't go around embarrassing people. But when it does happen, we should really deep down, we shouldn't be angry. We shouldn't have a grudge against this person. We also give an example, like you have a competitor in business. And the guy is doing well. So yeah, he's taking away from me. He says, really, we shouldn't get upset at these types of things. These are all chitzonius. So we think about these ideas that we have to really, that's what he's talking about. Mitzrayim is goy mikerav goy, to bring out the nation, the one that's inside of us, who we really are. So let's keep that in back of mind as we start now with the next piece. What we're up to now, just in the whole Torah, is how the Tzadik Hador, who's Mordechai, how he has this. The Tzadik Hador just doesn't have a malchus only over his household or over thing. He has literally the whole world, all of Klal Yisrael. And he uses his koch, the tzaddik uses his koch of limud haTorah to help bring people back and to be madrich them and to be mochiach them in how to bring them where they are. So this is what it says in Megillas Esther, v'chol yom v'yom, Mordechai mishalich lifnei chotzer, that's the first thing, base, right, the bias, the house, and hanoshim. So the Rebbe is going to explain that there, right, the pasuk is Shalom Esther, v'esma yasebo, right, so we know that Mordechai for years, Mordechai was there, and he was giving Esther chizik. You know, we read it so fast. I don't know how long it's going to take. Half hour? 40 minutes? We don't realize that this is all like a 10-year story. It's just unfolding thing. So for years, 3-4 years, Esther was there like, what am I doing in this palace with Ahasuerus? Why am I here? She was broken. Mordechai would go there, Sfasem says, to give her chizik every single day. So he would go and see what's going to be. So Mordechai says the Ze bechinas hamalchus. Because we mentioned this already. If you remember in the very beginning, that Mordechai was Vidarshan from the Mor drawer, right? That was malchus. That he was the head. It's the most chashuv of all the ingredients in the Ketores. So that's who Mordechai is. He's the one who's on top. He's the head. He's the tzaddik hador, right? As we in the Megillah, he's called Mordechai Ish Yehudi. In Zohar, he's called Mordechai Ish Yechidah. That there are certain levels of the neshama. We're familiar with this a little bit, right? Nefesh, ruach, neshama, chaya, yechida. Yechida is the quintessential. Quint even comes number five, means the point of who we really are, the essence of where we are, the fifth level of neshama. And most of the time, we're never in touch with the level of yechida. It comes. That's the five tefilos of Yom Kippur, right? In Yom Purim, Yom Kippur. That the five tefilos are corresponding to the five levels of neshama, and that's why by Ne'ilah, the fifth tefilah of Yom Kippur, right, starting with Maariv, Shachris, Musaf, Mincha, then you get to a Ne'ilah. So that fifth one, each one is corresponding to one of the five levels of our soul. So we get to Yechida, that's Mordechai Ish Yehudi, Mordechai Ish Yechida. He's the one who represents this highest level of the Yiddish Neshama. Uvechol Yom Veyom. So again, every day, Zubachinus Torah. So we spoke out that each day has its own midah, a measurement to which Al Yodoh Mamshichin Achius, he brings a life from the Chayichon, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'Hayomim V'Hamidos. Kanal, again, is reminding us what we've learned earlier in the piece. So now, Chotzer Beis. So these are two different things. One's chotzer and one's bias. Zebechin's chitzonius v'pnimius. So we just explained a little bit outside, but now let's try to explain this. What's the chitzonius? What's the outer level? So the chotzer, there's diburim. That's the outer. That's what I speak outwards towards somebody else. The machshava that a person has, that's their panimi, that's their own thoughts. You have no idea. It's a good idea. We don't know what anybody's really thinking deep down. But the machshava, the way this form explained, is really, it's a conversation with yourself. Deep was a conversation with another, and a machshava, you're thinking, your own thoughts, and you're working out. So these two ideas of machshavos and our diburim are the panimius and the chitzonius. So that's chotzer and that's bias, as we're saying here. So there's machshavas v'diburim, shibakulam, nista Hashem is baruch sham. So even in a place where a person is thinking things they're not supposed to think, and they're saying things they're not supposed to say, even in that place, it's HaKadosh Baruch who's giving that person, the koch, the ability to say these things and to think these things, as we explained earlier, right? That everything this comes from Hashem being hidden, but the koch of dibur and the koch of machshava is coming from a kodesh baruch hu. He's gaining rechias from them. Af hamachshavas v'hadiburim shel harechoikim mehashem yizborach. These are the people that are thinking all types of things that if it wasn't for Hashem's help, like Tomer Devorah says this explicitly, if it wasn't for Hashem giving the person the koach to do this, they wouldn't be able to think. So Zeh, that's going to explain now, Chotzer Beis Hanoshim. So I have here actually in the footnote, I'll read a little bit. He's going to explain, and I'm sorry you don't have it in front of you, but he's going to explain what's about to come up in the piece. So it says, V'nichtov kan sikum kitzar. We have a little bit of a summary over here. Amashiv Yerlakam, it's going to be explained right now. Kedei, Shebe'ezus Hashem, Yuvnu Hadavarim Hahitev. Yesh Gimel Bechinos. There are three attributes, three levels that are hinted at in the word Noshim, right? Because it was Chatzer, Beis HaNoshim. So the first one, Noshim, comes from the word Gid HaNoshe. What's the Gid HaNoshe? What? They call it the sciatic nerve, right? But I think that's right. But it's where Yaakov got hit. Right, so where Yaakov got hit when he's wrestling dead, so it means to be moved. Gid ha-noshe, noshim, the one, going to be three, but the first explanation is that which was moved. That's what's supposed to be out of place, right, because it was, I think, dislodged. Probably that'd be a better translation of it, right? Dislodged, excuse me, with the gid ha-noshe. So these are the people who make themselves as if they never know Hashem. This is like the Hastor Shebetocha Hastora. That's the first level. Okay, that's that which is always the farthest, right? Everything is just clueless. They don't realize the fact that Hashem is concealed, as we spoke about the last few times. Okay, that's Gid HaNoshe. The second interpretation, which Rebbe is going to explain about Noshim, comes from when Yosef names his son Menashe. You remember? Ki Nishani Elokim. Hashem has caused me to forget all the suffering, all the terrible things that happened in my house, right? That's the name Menashe, comes from the word Nishani Elokim, I've forgotten. So that's not Hastora Shebetoicha Hastora, that's just the first Hastora. That's the person who, through their actions, became convinced that what they're doing was really nothing wrong with it. They know Hashem, Hashem is still in the picture, but they just feel that they're doing right. They don't feel like they're doing anything wrong, because once you repeat it over and over again, it becomes mutter to you. So that's the second level. Nishani Elokim. And then the third one that he has is, one second, let me find it. Shenash saw givurosam, literally like to become weak. Your strength is left, like a woman is, again, not, I don't want to be sexist, but generally women are weaker than men, right? That's why when they have like marathons, usually men finish faster than the women, right? Okay, fine. You know, generalizations are generally true. That's why they're called generalizations, right? Okay, so we're safe around here. Have to look behind the mechitza. So those are the three. The person who's koch left and like is weak like a woman, so that means the person who just knows Hashem, but they were weak. They didn't want to fight the good fight. They knew what they're doing is wrong. So those are the three levels, corresponding to three levels of Nashim. The first one is when Gid HaNasha, they're like, they're gone. They're moved out of the place. We recognize this. That's Hastora B'toch Hastora. The second level was Nishani Elkim. I forgot. I knew, but like I once said, but like Hashem is there. The third one is like a weak, like a woman. Nashim is that the sense that the person knows what they're doing is wrong. They just have Yitzhara. In Tanya, Rabbi Y.Y. Jacobson explained, sorry, you want to say something? That was a stretch. Yeah, okay. Rabbi Y.Y. Jacobson, when he was giving shirim, he used to give a shir in Heichel Menachem in Borough Park for years. I mean, he was a rising star, but he wasn't like, you know, the international celebrity. So they used to, I'm dating myself, this is 1990s, they used to send out tape cassettes. Do you remember tape cassettes? Yes, tape cassettes. They would save. They'd do like 2 weeks at a time. So you got like those padded envelope and have two tape cassettes in it. So you can listen to it in a tape cassette in your car. Everyone had a tape cassette recorded in their car. You couldn't listen to it. So he was trans. I remember listening to his shir Montanya. And he translated, again, Tanya has very different definitions of what the tzaddik, the rasha is, and the beinoni. So the tzaddik is like the Superman who's like literally it's a unique type of person who's just like beyond, if you're not created that way, it's just like beyond their own plane. And the beinoni is the possible person. If you work, according to Tan, you can become beinoni. But who's the rasha? The rasha is the weak person. The one who's not willing to fight. That's how he's saying. That's what he was saying over here. That's the third level. Okay, so these are the three meanings. We'll get just a little, that's the hakdama here, the
willing,
footnote. Yeah.
To fight your evil.
Yeah, they know they're wrong, but you know, I know I'm not supposed to have another slice of cheesecake, but I want it, so I'm giving in. Person, they know what they're doing was wrong. I know I shouldn't say this piece of juicy Lashon Hara, but I want to, so I know it's wrong, but I'm going to do it anyway, right? Person, so that's the third level. So again, of all the three, that's like the best, at least, because the first person was so gone, they don't recognize Hashem is hiding. The other one, because of their veirs, which they knew were wrong, they've twisted things and defiled the osio satora, and they've perverted things and twisted things of thinking and justifying their actions. The third one knows at least what I'm doing is wrong. But they're not interested, they're not able to, whatever, they don't want to fight the fight. So that's what he says. Okay, ze chotzer beis hanoshim. As we explained, there's the three different interpretations of what it means. Miloshin shenoshu v'koftzu mimakoyim shel olam. The person who has literally been moved. I like the word dislodged. Does it, how that translate in English in front of you?
Abandoned.
Withdrew? Abandoned. Okay. Shenisrachaku meHashem yisbarach. Because Hashem is the Makom Shel Olam, right? He's the place. And they've fallen. They've fallen in this terrible place of Hastora, Shvetoich Hastora, right? And they don't even know. They don't even know they have to be looking for Hashem. They abandoned? How do they translate it?
They abandoned,
okay. They're all that, so they have these things thing, and they think they're fine. Ve'yeshe kevar ha'yeketzas etzel Hashem yisbarach. So then there's some who have been a little bit close to Hashem. Ach, shekevar shochechu oiso yisbarach. But they forgot. They forgot. Now this is the second level. They fell to one level of hastara, right? Right? The other v'shona v'nasa lokeheter. When you repeat something, so now it seems like I'm fine. So these people have done the averos and they repeated them. So there was a shechecha that they've forgotten Hashem. V'zeh, that's the hint of Hanoshim Miloshin Shichra, Kemo Shikos, it says, Ki Neshani Elokim. Right? It's called Am Olive, it's called Beis Avi. Yosef, at that point of his life, was not realizing he's ever going to be, you know, able to see his family again. And even in therapy, when people talk about this, they talk about when I've forgotten, I'm able to move on. So this is a major step that Yosef HaTzadik was able to take. I've distanced myself from that. I'm not like living in that place of trauma and hurt. So Yosef said this. So that's the second level of to forget about things. It's a lashon of shichacha, right? Okay, shekavar shochachu es Hashem yizborach. So this person, because he did things wrong, he forgot about that. He knew he originally at one point knew he was doing was wrong, but just did it so many times, and it became like a heter gomer. And the third level, that they remember Hashem. They know about Hashem, right? They're not. Hashem is not hidden from them. On this third person, this third level, the third bechina, to quote the sefer, that person they didn't forget about Hashem. They know He's there. Ach, shenosh saw gevura asam, but they weakened their gevura. They turned away. They didn't want to. Because what's a gibor? We don't define gibor as how much you can bench press. The goyim say that's endurance. What a gibor is. What?
Endurance.
No, pirkei avos. What's a gibor? Kovish es yitzro, right? The person who maybe is in a crutches or in a wheelchair, but they fight the good fight and get themselves out of bed every morning. They're much more of a gibor than the healthy person who like hits the snooze button. They're a gibor. One person is kovish. By the way, the Mipasan has a diak. Beautiful. It says kovish es yitzro. Your yitzer, not somebody else's yitzer. Like you look, somebody has anger. Wow, that guy's got a big. That guy's got an anger management problem, right? He's got a big yitzhar. You don't have to worry about conquering anybody else's yitzhar. You got a kovish as yitzro. You got a. We have our own, but everybody. Ain't biased as shame shalom base. Everybody's got a peklach. Everyone's got something they got to work on. That's why sometimes it's very easy to conquer somebody else's. That guy speaks a lot of lashon hara. Okay, don't worry about everyone. Worry about yourself. But that's a gibor. So here it's saying the person ach she narsha saw givurasam ain like el yodom. They think that there's no koach lehis gabral yitzram. They can't do this. That's like the saddest thing in the world when a person feels like I can't change. I spend the majority of my day talking to high school kids, 15, 16, 17 year olds, and like saying they feel like I'm too far gone. I'm already set in my ways.
Started the journey.
Right? How long have you? You can just remember what it'd be like. Wow. And there's people like, they walk for like 80 year olds, like slunched over. Ugh. They feel like I can't change. It's the saddest thing. Rabbi Nachman says the thing he hates the most in the world is zikna. It's old. That's the question of how old you are. It's a mind frame. When a person feels like I'm done, I can't change. That's this person. They feel like they can't do that. What? We should stand up for these little guys slapping out. Yeah. It's really nice. I saw on the footnote also, I'm just going to read a little thing from the Parpar Sachs.
That is the third level.
That's the third level.
It's like a nusha.
That's right. Weak, that they know what they're doing is wrong, but they're not willing to fight because I can't say no.
So I would agree, probably, Rabbi Nachman would probably agree with Lubavitch with the Baal Tanya.
The Tanya.
That is the worst.
That's a weak.
Yeah, that's probably the worst level.
The weak.
The other two can at least come back, Chos B'Tshuva. The third is like, I'm honest, no.
He's about to explain the Tzaddik's going to bring everybody back. Yeah. The Tzaddik's going to bring everybody back. No one's too far gone. But at least, let's break this down a different way. I once had a parent who was not pleased with somebody, something. And they were trying to explain to me that, like this is unhealthy. I said to this lady, I said, look, you're right, but there's different levels of being unhealthy. There's poison and there's a chocolate bar. I grant you, I'm with you, this is unhealthy and you're upset about it. I get that, but like, don't blow this out of proportion, right? It's unhealthy. Okay. Lots of things. Like, kiddush, you know how much food we eat by the chont But keep it in perspective. So there's three people here. There's three levels. They're all unhealthy. But there's mandragas. There's the person who's snacking on the candy bars over here, right? And there's a person who thinks that like they're eating chazer treif and don't Kodesh Baruch Hu's not even in their world view. So at least the person saying, I'm cheating on my diet, but at least I have such a concept of a diet. I know what that means. I know what the Torah means. I know what halacha is. I'm just, I have typhus. I don't want to give in. Right? This is what he says. In Rabbi Nachman, there's no such thing. Not everyone agrees to this, but Rabbi Nachman holds there's no such thing as a nisayon that you can't pass. That's like the Aleph Beis. That Kodesh Baruch Hu would never do that. And so he I'm reading from the footnote. V'chozet tov shalo. This third guy is mistaken. Ki ein a Kodesh Baruch Hu ma'amid es ha'od ben yisoyin shalo yochel la'amud bo. V'vadei sheyesh l'koch lehiskaber. Person could certainly get over this. Rak sheyitzro meshakro. His yitzro lies to him. She'ein hu yochel lo. He thinks that he can't do it. So that's, again, it's the footnote. It's not from the actual Torah. But you see this idea that's like the biggest lie. That's the biggest lie that a person could buy into. And that goes back to the beginning of the bias is the panemius, who I really am. I've convinced myself that I'm this chitzonius, I'm this person who's got certain patterns of behavior and I can't break them. I'm stuck. Not true. Uvishvil zeh. For this reason, nikroim, these people who are so far from Hashem, they've fallen, b'shem noshim. Machmas shalosh bechinos hanal. These three different levels. Bechinos shenoshu v'kofsu. Okay, that's the first one, that they're so distant and they don't have any shaychus, so to speak. They don't recognize Hashem's not even in their vocabulary. Sheish lehem bechinos shichacha. That's the second level. They've forgotten. They knew about God. They remember, like, you know, going to cheder. They went to Hebrew school when they were a kid. They learned about God, right? But they forgot. V'yesh shehem bechinos nashasa gevurasam. That they're weak. They know Hashem. They know Hashem, but it's hard. It's hard for them to. And again, we're not trying to minimize this. Everybody has a yetzer that they're fighting. The tzaddik ador has a yetzer he's fighting. Right? Everybody has a yetzer, but that's Rav Dessler writes about this a lot in the Michtav Meliyahu, that point of bechira, that, like, things that are so easy for you, that's not your bechira anymore. It's like, let's say a person grew up in a home where there was never ever non-kosher food. Just, they grew up and everything was 100% kosher. So for them to walk past the McDonald's and not walk in and order a cheeseburger, it's not even their bandwidth. They don't think about that. Whereas somebody else, who maybe they were growing up and they went out to, you know, Monday night was McDonald's and Tuesday night was Subway and then was I don't know, fill in the blank. Denny's, okay, fine, right? IHOP, right? So it's a different non-kosher restaurant every night. So then they did tshuva, and then they have a new life. So when they're walking past a mall, the food court in the mall, or they're walking past the street, and they see these things, that's a real thing for them. So that's their nekudas habechira, right? Am I going to go into that store? Oh, God. So for somebody else, you have people who just, you know what their yetzahar is? It sounds like halavai. Am I going to look at my watch during, you know, second Seder in yeshiva? Or am I going to stay focused and only have my eyes on the Gemara? Am I going to like look up to see just what time it is? So that's their yetzahara. And they're fighting it. Now you're saying, come on, it's ridiculous. That's just as well the yetzahara as a person deciding whether to go into the McDonald's, right? That's their level. That's where they're at. So everybody has this fight. We have to remind ourselves not to be weak. And, you know, we beat ourselves up. But in the previous Torahs, about finding that nekuda tova, finding that good point and being mechazik ourselves in that. There's a beautiful, I've seen clips of these Vayimoin. You familiar with this? It's like a whole Shmir Seinayim initiative, and they get these fantastic speakers. So they sent out one, Rav Avram Shor, Shlita was giving one. Mm-hmm. And he spoke about a person doesn't think about the 100 times that they were successful. They think about the one time that they failed. And he says, you can't have Yeish. You can't have yesh. This is not our Torah right now, but just it's on the point when we're talking about fighting the Yetzirah. So a person has to be mechazik themselves on 100 times that they didn't give in. They didn't say what they weren't supposed to say. They didn't look where they weren't supposed to look. The 100 times they did, you have to be mechazik yourself in that. And then now, okay, so a person fell, so you get up, you do tshuva. But that's what he's talking about here. That you have to fight. You have to fight. Where are we up to? Va'al yidei kolzeh. Is that what we're up to?
Yeah.
Okay. Va'al yidei kolzeh. Heim rechoikim mehashem yizborach. Because of all these things, they're far. Va'hashem yizborach. Nistar mehem bevichinas hastoros hanal. Okay, Hashem is saying, Mordechai, right? Mordechai, hain the bechinas hamalchus. Mordechai is, and again, just keeping, it's the each Torah in the Likutei Moharan is a symphony, and you have themes, a leitmotif, right? Bum, 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 bum. We come back to Malchus again and again and again. So we start off with Malchus, and Mordechai comes back, because he is the one who has the bechina of Malchus. He's the tzaddik, right? Who has the Malchus and the memshol over all of Klal Yisrael. He's the tzaddik ador. Through his Torah and connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shehu, he's going to be teaching the Torah. Bechinas Yomim Midos Kanals. We mentioned that he has the Chaya Chaim, has everything, and the Chiyas, he comes from his Malchus. Sha'al Yedei Zeh Zoichin Ledas, right? Which is when we have to have this internalized proper understanding. Sha'al Yedei Hadas HaZeh Megalin HaHastora Shebetoich HaHastora Ve'oisin Mimenu Torah Hanal. He makes Torah out of that place of concealment where the person didn't realize it was Hashem. He comes and teaches how Hashem was in that place of concealment. Hashem was there all along. Vazaya Raisa Machrezes Kamaihu. And then, as we saw last time, the Torah will make this announcement. The Torah itself, so it makes a hachroz and brings the person back to closer to Hashem. Kanal, as we mentioned, v'zeh, and that's what it means. Ledas es Shalom Esther. So it's going to be, we're in, I think this is Os Gimel. In Os Vav, he's going to come back, I believe, and explain what this idea of Shalom is. So let's just put that on the side for right now. Va'ayde zeh oise das mehastorah shebetoich hastorah. The person now has knowledge and insight from that place of concealment. They've come out of that. Shehi bechinas Esther, right? Because they were. But what does it say? Ladas is Shalom Esther. So the Esther is the Hastara. So the Mordechai coming to Esther, just working out the metaphor. Mordechai is the tzaddik who's coming to the person who feels they're in a place of Hastara. And he brings them out. He brings them to a place of Shalom. Bechinas Haster Astir, Vaze Uma Yeaseboh. What's going to be with her? She'oisene Hastara Bechinas Ma. Okay, so Ma. Literally translating is what? What's going to be? But no, Ma here means Torah, as we'll have to explain more what this means, the why Ma means Torah. Moshe Kosov, Ma Ha'edus. So you find the word Ma connected to this. Rabbi Nachman does this frequently where he takes a word and shows you what it means in a different context and kind of like makes a Gezeirah Shavah to pull it back into what we're doing here.
I've actually heard it's an acronym for Melech Ne'eman.
The Ma is a acronym for Melech
Ne'eman.
Oh, yeah? Okay. Yeah, where does it say it? Where does it say that?
I was with the Biala Rebbe in Muncie for a weekend. This was in Elul.
Yeah.
And we were talking about, because they say a lot, this part of the Negunim, ma, 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 ma. And I was like, so yeah, I see that a lot. Naknu ma, or in the beginning of the davening in the morning, ma, naknu ma chayenu.
Yeah.
So I asked, why do we see this in so many places? And they said, oh, Melech Ne'eman.
Okay.
Oh. Well, that changes a lot.
Is there a wealthy gentleman, Jack Ma?
Yeah, he's a Chinese guy.
Chinese guy, right? So Gedalia Fenster was speaking about Ma, what it means in Breslov, and then he pointed out, and that's why like the world's richest guy happens to be his last name is Ma. Okay. Kimizeh ba'atzmo shiyodeh shigam b'toich ha'astor yesh sham. Hashem is born. Hashem is there. He said, "Atzo naseh das dahayne Torah." So from that place, Mordechai, the tzaddik, comes and teaches and informs and corrects to recognize to find Hashem. Vazai oraisa machreses kavai, and the Torah announces, so to speak, in front of these people. Can as we mentioned, v'zeh ba'atzmu v'chinas hatochocha. That's the tochocha, that the rebuke that the tzaddik gives because he is holding by malchus. Shemut Allah lahazir ulahiyach kanal. He is the one who has the ability to, and meaning, even if it's the type of malchus that's hidden. We talked about there's the malchus to Isgalia that's revealed, and there's the malchus to Iskasia, which is hidden. So it could be that this tzaddik has a shaychus, and you don't recognize it yet, but he still is the one who's bringing out and bringing to the place where they need to get to. Kigorim al yedei hadas, because they brought das. And which is always Moshe, right? Moshe is always in Svar. Moshe is the Bechin of Das, because Moshe is the Tzaddik who connects Am Yisrael. Das is a Chibur. Moshe is the one who connects Am Yisrael to Hashem. Shehatorah Telchiach Osam Kenal, as we mentioned, okay, through the Torah that he causes the people he has a Shlita or a connection to over, they're going to bring them back. Va'aydeh Tochacha Hazos, through this rebuke, Hu Mamshich Arichus Yom Letoicha Malchus. Shelo tihiyeh bechinas harabonus mekaveres es ba'alo. It won't be where the malchus is actually detrimental and harms the person, but the opposite. That would be a punishment. Shezeh kishe'ein mochiyach es ha'noshim shiyesh lo memshela aleihem. When you're not using, in power is there for an opportunity. And if you're just using your power for selfish reasons, not to help, then that's the problem. The punishment you can punish canal as I mentioned, right? That's what it means. The rabbonus is buries its owner, because you have rabbonus. It doesn't mean rabbi. It means the leadership. You have a leadership role, and you're not using it for the right reasons. Aval al yedei esik haTorah canal, but the person is connecting to the Torah. Sha'ay dezem mamshich chaim varichus yomim. You're bringing life, long life. Bechinas das ad asher oraisa machreses kamaihu. The Torah is going to announce in front of them, Umochicha Osam, it's going to give rebuke to these people. Nimsa Sheyotze, the tzaddik, his uses Yedei Tochacha. He's Yotze. He's fulfills obligation. Azai Ein Harabonas Malchus Mazekis Lo. It's not going to harm, it's not going to be like a mazik, means a damaging canal. Kimamshich Arichus Yom Matoicha Malchus Aide HaTochacha. Through giving the Tochacha, he's actually brought out what needs to be done and made these corrections. Nimsas, what emerges, Sha'ayde Arichus Yomim, Shubachinas Das, Shemam Shichim Ayede Isik HaTorah, through learning the Torah, which is remember that we talked about that the Torah is the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right, from the Ramban and from Zohar, that these are the different names. When a person is being Osik in Torah, you're calling out to the source of all life, the Chaya Chaim, which is a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and you're bringing Arichas Yomim, long life, into that. So they're connecting back to the Torah and recognizing Kodesh Baruch Hu's presence in these places. That's the Shalom. Va'aydezeh ba'atzmo mamshichim Arichas Yomim kenal l'toicha malchus, that a person's not going to be punished anymore as all these things, but that everything is I would call it like realigned. I think it's probably a way of thinking about things. Because what happened? A person had these incorrect, either mistaken or false perceptions of what was. So on these three levels, Chatzar Beis Anashim is going on all three things. All three types of concealments. Mordechai, that Tzadik comes and I'll call it rectifies. Now again, just on a much more like down to earth level, I think we could say a pashut. When a person learns Torah, and it doesn't really matter what section of Torah it is, I think Rav Yashav used to recommend learning with like Balei Tshuva, like in-depth lumdus. Like, you know, they feel like we have to start with like philosophy of Judaism and start with like Mishnayos. He used to just go straight to the Abaye and Rava. Like, you think, says, so someone said, it was about, he told Bava Metzia. So this person in Kirov says, I don't think the Rav understands where these people are holding. And Rav Eliyahu says, I don't think you understand what Bava Metzia is. So whatever, it's not. Again, everyone should learn what they want to learn, what they're connected to. It's not so much in what you're learning, but it's how you're learning. If the person's approaching, they're safer that they're learning from. Whether it's Mishnayos, whether it's Navi, whether it's Chumash, Gemara, whatever the Kliyak or whatever, say if you're learning. But you understand, this is Devar Hashem. And when I'm learning this, like Torah is a word, is an expression of the word Horah, instruction. And when I'm learning the Torah of Hashem, I'm getting instruction, I'm getting a soul correction. Because I thought things were supposed to be one way, and I'm vatal my das to how HaKadosh Baruch Hu thinks things are supposed to be. I think the halacha should be when Shimon's ox gores Reuven's cow, that the halacha should be this way. But I'm learning it, and when I grasp that concept, I'm grasping godliness. When you're grasping a Torah concept, you're grasping the chokhmah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the greatest yichud you could possibly have. So he's explaining how the tzaddik comes, and through his Torah, he reconnects everybody. We could do this on our own also. When we're learning and we're connecting in a real way, I think I heard this, I'm trying to remember what's his name. He's one of the Steinsaltz Chevra, Rav Dov Singer. You know what I'm talking about? He's a very wonderful mechanic, has a very different approach to this, but he's saying it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how much what you're learning, but it's how you're learning, what your approach is to that sefer. I think that's something tangible we could take with us as we're trying to come closer and closer. Okay. Shkoyach, everybody.